our last interview this morning. We catch up with Chris Waller. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you. Lots of exciting things through the week, particularly the announcement of the winch stand. It must have been a very proud moment for all concerned.
Yeah, it sure was. We're still living winks. As if she was still racing. There's still accolades coming out, and obviously having a stand named her on is certainly a privilege. And myself, like many other passionate race goers, see these great horses from the stands, and it's something you remember. It's a sporting moment that we can hopefully see time and time again. So you need good facilities, and we've certainly got that in Sydney. It's a great place to be bringing owners to say, well, look, come to our races, this is what happens, and these are the facilities you can live with and work with and play with, you name it. So it certainly is great to be able to have another state-of-the-art facility, not just for race day, but of course other conferences, etc., which is so important for making money.
Yeah, also good. Nice to see your jockey join you in the Hall of Fame last night, aren't you?
Yeah, it was very special, well deserved, and it was good to see you there. You looked like a real life penguin last night, buddy.
Well, it happens once every 10 years.
for sure, yeah. Look, he's just been a model of consistency for us, and he's more than just a great rider. He's a very good person to bounce ideas off. And you need it. You've seen it, Ronnie, with his with the trainers of the past have these, I guess you'd call turmoil relationships with jockeys. It's not an easy position to be in. You've got to have the utmost respect, trust, and obviously you need to get results week in, week out.
Your Doomin Cup runners today, you know, you're strong. You got nice chances there. It's an open race. Life Less Ordinary?
Look, his win the other day was good, but probably because of the wet track. I think it's hard to go past just genuine Group 1 form, and we've just got to trust that these horses, like Shillelagh, who hasn't had a run for 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks, is still going to be fit enough, because she would easily account for Life Less Ordinary, say she was running in the Everett's Mile or the McKinnon at Flemington. So, look, he'll run well. He'll keep them honest, and the race sets up for him to get a nice run. And they've had a little bit of rain yesterday, so a soft 5 track will probably help him. And look, he's got the form on the board. He's not going to be far away.
Okay. You mentioned Shillelagh there. Look, at least she comes out of the right races.
Yeah, for sure. And look, Life Less Ordinary came out of the Doncaster as she did. She never handled the track one bit on Doncaster Day. She still, I think, ran 5th. She's a really good horse. Forget her running the Randwick. That was on a wet track, and a completely different horse on a good track. So she's clearly my tip of those horses, Ronnie.
Okay. Youngstar's been the one. I like backing the one that you set for a race, and she seems the one you've set for. It's just a question mark if she's going as well as she can, or she has in the past.
Yeah. I was always doubting whether I'd have a fit enough for those first two runs, especially the first run. And then when she got the really wet track and the bad draw at the Gold Coast, I thought then she couldn't win. But she's been with her a long time. I've now got no question over her fitness levels. Slight question over the barrier. And like most years in this race of Doom, there can be a bit of a scrimmage going to that first turn. And I just hope she's free of that. And Karen gets the chance to get into the open. Because she's a really good horse. She's a stronger horse than when we saw her run 2nd to Weeks in the Turnbull. And, she's a really good horse.
We're not going to go through everything because you've got so many runners, but I think the interesting thing is your three-year-old staying fillies, and you'll probably learn more after today. And what do you make of this bunch? Like, you've got a couple early on, your Guise and Duchess of Lennox, and then you've got Welsh Legend re-edit there. So have you got any feelings about them?
Yeah, she went up to the Gold Coast because she couldn't get warm, even in trials down here. And she's won her only three starts and might even be favourite for the Oaks. So she should still keep improving. I don't think the distance will be a problem by so you think. So, look, she surprises us each and every start. And we've got her equally on top today with the stablemate, Duchess of Lennox. And She Want Geese is a very progressive filly. It was a great run at Ram on a Kensington track last start, which I saw as a stepping stone from those country races to some better competition. And she got home really well. And she's drawn. She's drawn to get a really good run today. So, look, I have a slight leaning towards Duchess of Lennox. And I'd be following that through the Oaks as well. And then with the other fillies you've asked about, they're obviously running in the fillies race. It's hard to separate them. We'd like to see Re-Edit run a bit better. I think she's better than that. Welsh Legend. She's sort of been around the right form, but a slight question mark even over the distance, etc. But she's a good enough horse, and we see time and time again with these autumn fillies having a little bit of a let up and then going to a new environment that they can really improve. So obviously we've got Patsy in there as well. I don't think she's quite up to this level. So it's going to be an interesting day from an Oaks perspective. For our stable, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can you split these 2 2-year-olds in the first, Hulk and Kubrick?
I think Hulk's very good, but hasn't quite nailed it yet. His first up run was good. He was still a little bit big in condition, but he didn't really attack the line the last 100. So I've just got a slight query on that. I think the blinkers go on him today. And Kubrick looks a really progressive horse. He beat a short price favourite on debut in Melbourne. And he's done all his work in Sydney. He was only down there for about a week before the race, so it's not going to be anything new for him. And he's a really progressive horse. I think Denise from Star's got a good one there.
Race 4 in Sydney is the most interest. There was money for this Mawani Machine earlier in the week. No trial or jump outs for him for you? That's a little bit unusual for you.
Well, they balloted us out of these trials, Ronnie. So
okay.
It's no good for your punters.
No way.
It's not much good for us trainers either, because we're trying to get our horses fit. So I don't think we've quite got our trialing system right in Sydney. And we're all for disclosing horses, and what I can tell you is he's a really good horse. Look, I was thinking last night, probably 1 in 20 of these horses win first up, but he would be in the top percentage of chances of doing it, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So I think he's a horse to follow. He's had a few starts in Europe. I think he's had 14 or so. That's always a slight concern. You don't seem to get it as a progressive horse as you would with it that's had, say, 3 to 4 starts. So a little bit mindful of that, but you'll love him, or you won't be there today, but they'll love him in the parade ring. He looks good. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and I do think he's one to follow all the way through.
Okay. Next week, anything to look forward to? Reloaded, is he going to come up?
I'm going to enter for both places, with my preference being running at Randwick. That's exactly what we did with the Autumn Sun. I think it's just a good stepping stone to give him a second run in a race. And the other option, of course, was the Solace Produce. Probably a little bit harder second up, but I've got no doubt he'll get to the JJ Atkins. And he's a really talented horse. So looking forward to that. We'll have a session in the Solace Produce and no doubt plenty of other nice horses as well.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Chris. Thank you for your time. Good luck with all of them today.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much.